federal appeals court ruling has cleared the way for unlimited contributions to political action groups. The suit was brought by supporters of Joe Loda's run for mayor. WNYC's Anna Sale joins us with the details of the ruling for Today in Politics. Good morning, Anna.
Hi, Sotirios.
So this decision came 12 days before New Yorkers go to the polls. Does it have the potential to upend the mayor's race?
Well, it will have an impact, but there's a lot of skepticism about whether it will actually change the results come November 5th. What the ruling is, it's a temporary injunction, and it lifts the $150,000 cap for individual donations to PACs in New York State. The legal challenge was brought by supporters of Joe Loda, who have a PAC called New York for Progress and Protection. And the decision yesterday actually reversed a lower court that said, we're not going to do an injunction during this campaign season. It'll create chaos. The appeals court reversed that, and it immediately cleared the way for PACs to start raising bigger contributions. I talked to attorney Mike Carvin, who's with the New York Progress and Protection PAC, representing that PAC, and he said they were moving quickly.
Obviously, we just got the opinion, but they're going to take steps as rapidly as possible to maximize their ability to get their message heard in this campaign.
So far, that PAC hasn't spent any money during this campaign season, but if they do, we'll be able to track those big checks because they have to disclose it within 24 hours with the city's campaign finance board.
So now will New Yorkers start being barraged with pro-Loda ads paid for by that PAC, New York for Progress and Protection?
Well, that's where the compressed timeline really matters. I mean, now we're 11 days out from the election. I talked to Bradley Tusk, who's a campaign consultant. He ran Bloomberg's campaign in 2009 and isn't working on any mayoral campaign this year. He said the first challenge will be you've got to convince donors that it's worth writing a big check to back Joe Loda. I mean, they look at polls too, and donors want their money to matter. And Joe Loda is, of course, pretty far back in the polls. Even if that PAC is able to collect, say, a half a dozen $1 million checks, Bradley Tusk says it still takes time to make that money matter.
Money is helpful, but it doesn't overnight change everything. It's useful to produce and buy TV time, radio spots, direct mail, whatever you want to do with it. But you have to actually produce the ads, you have to place the ads, they have to run, they have to sink in. You know, it's not sort of an overnight thing, and 12 days is just not a lot of time.
So 12 days as of yesterday, the ruling, 11 days now. Of course, it could be enough time for PACs to land some blows against Bill de Blasio, which could affect his margins. It could affect voter enthusiasm and thus, you know, his political capital should he be elected mayor.
So how have the two campaigns responded to the ruling?
Well, Bill de Blasio's campaign immediately blasted the court decision and very quickly posted an ad and fundraising appeal online. The ad says billionaires are trying to change the rules in New York State
so they can funnel millions of dollars more to defeat Bill de Blasio and elect their Tea Party friends into office. Don't let the Koch brothers buy this election.
So you hear that ad there tried to link the Koch brothers and their support of the Tea Party to Republican Joe Loda, which is something Bill de Blasio has been trying to do for weeks, link Joe Loda to Republicans and Washington National Republicans. David Koch and his wife Julia did give $145,000 to an outside group before the primary. Of course, that $145,000 limit shows that $150,000 limit that was lifted by the court. Joe Loda's campaign declined to comment on the ruling, but they did come out and call Bill de Blasio a hypocrite for criticizing the ruling when he's been quiet as unions have raised big money against Loda.
And we'll be hearing more about how the campaigns are spending their money when they file their disclosure forms, right?
That's right. We'll get to see how much the campaigns actually have to spend for the rest of the election today, then another disclosure period for both their spending and their fundraising. We'll get to see how much money Joe Loda has on hand and how much help he'd need from these outside groups. We'll also get to see some about Bill de Blasio's big money backers and who helped him raise $1 million at that fundraiser with Hillary Clinton earlier this week.
WNYC's Anna Sale. Thanks so much, Anna.
Thank you.
You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.